Something went on here, something went on there.
This time on TNT.
We're live in London, Ontario for Canadianity 150. Whoa! What?
Whoa!
What?
Whoa! Oh, the pan's back.
The pan's
right.
Back already.
Gone
Welcome,
squares.
Bud. Thanks so much for being here. Who would have known when we started recording what were essentially phone conversations that you pervs would eavesdrop on for 150 hours that we would be here, not just with all of us, not just with the two of us, but if you turn around to the back of the room, Tim Oxford from Arkells is here.
Whoa! And Mike the Bod is here.
Mike the Bod is here. You want to talk about Canadianity. Mike the Bod early on was like, you guys should probably have a website. Why don't I make one for you? And he just, out of the goodness of his Canadian heart, has manned our website for nothing.
Yeah.
For nigh on 4 years now. Big round of applause for Mike the Bod. I'll tell you another thing.
Hey, but what?
Well, we're in this lucrative industry of podcasting. And sometimes when we travel on the road, it's for shits and giggles, but it's not for much money, for being honest. So I would like to share someone else who's in the room who defines Canadianity. A guy named Steve Goodfellow works for Air Canada.
Yeah.
Jer sent him a message. They met at a golf tournament, and Jer was like, Steve, flights are expensive. What do you think? And he's like, let me help you guys out with that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. Huge round of applause for Steve Goodfellow.
Yeah. And
we appreciate it.
I know you guys, like, we talked about the golf tournament that I do for suicide awareness, and Air Canada has been amazing. They've been involved every year, and it's our fourth year. We're doing another one this August 13th, and thanks, Steve, for being involved and actually taking a term and the stigma of suicide to such a corporate and big level that we need to have.
It's awesome.
So thank you for
we need champions in corporate levels for game-changing ideas.
Yeah.
There's one other game-changer in this room that I would like to point out. The director of photography for Trailer Park Boys, Adam Liley, is in the room tonight.
He's a bod.
Adam, not only is the director of photography on Trailer Park Boys, but he also is a professor at Fanshawe College. So I sent Adam an email on the internet service a few days ago, and I was like, oh, we're coming to town. We would like to commemorate this auspicious occasion. He was like, don't worry about it. Why don't I find a few students to shoot it for you tonight? So joining us, four students from Fanshawe College shooting this. So Tim's recording the audio. This will be our 150th episode. It will come out as a live show from London tonight, unedited.
Yep.
Depending on what happens.
Yeah.
And we'll also have, along with the memories that last a lifetime, videotape proof that this all happened.
Yes.
So the events you're about to see are based on real events. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're going to play a bunch of games. We're a little fired up. We're a little excited. We're going to give away tens of dollars worth of prizes.
I got to say what we have. We have squishies, the classic Canadian flag squishies. Good for your boat. Good for if you drop your keys in the toilet banged up, or an aquarium. And we also have some vintage beer caps.
Magnets, yeah.
We got like OV, we got pills, we got some Labatt Light, remember that one? And of course we got 50.
Yeah. Labatt Light.
Yeah.
It's like chilled rat piss, but so here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna play some games. We're going to take some questions from the audience at any time. If you have a question about what kind of toms Jeremy used on Clumsy or what it was like to be on a blinding galaxy of stars on Street Sense, anything you would like to ask, we are here to answer it. But we're going to play games involving the buds. So let's just establish from the get-go that should you be generous enough to choose to come up on stage tonight, it's a warm, squishy room, nothing but love. No one will be embarrassed. Everyone will leave happy. These peckers in the front row were in Waterloo last night. Is that true that it's fun? Yeah.
Good times? That's right.
This Moby-looking Mafkin and I got into an exchange during the show. He's a farmer, and we were talking about what to do in my field, and you suggested I overseed with alfalfa.
And here we go again.
Yeah.
This went on for like 10 minutes last night, Mo.
I know, it was fun. So what should we do? Should we start with
blank-looking Mafk?
Should we start with blank-looking Mafk? What do you guys think? All right. So, spoiler alert, just by coming on stage, you will get a prize. So who wants to come up and play blank looking mask? You do. Love it. Come all on right. up here.
Anybody else? Hands in the... Okay. Bod shirt.
You in the
here.
Bod shirt for sure.
And there you go. The guy is saying my friend has to go with the cool hat.
You were voluntold.
Is that duct tape on the front of your hat? No. Oh, wait a sec.
That would be silly.
No, it's not. It's not. Sorry about that.
And the evening presents us with our first challenge, Jer. Two whiteboards and three contestants.
Yeah.
How are we going to F this pig?
Oh, goodness.
Okay. So here's how blank looking mask works. Well, why don't we do you first? Okay. Would you mind stepping up to the mic?
Go
Jonathan
up to the
Twines
mic.
Looking mask.
What's your name? Go up here to the mic and talk. Heather.
Hi, my name's Heather.
That's right.
Hi, guys.
Where are you? It's like an AA meeting. My name's Heather and I'm a bud. Hi, Heather.
By the way,
I have a lot of issues.
I get Heather.
Don't
Is that
know
okay?
About?
Can I have her?
Well, I think we should both do Heather. We'll both
okay,
do all
do
three.
Let's do Heather right now. Okay.
Oh, my
First.
Word.
Heather, where are you from?
I'm from Sarnia.
Are you?
I am the girl who was super disappointed you had to cancel the show on Thursday night.
We were super disappointed, too.
Yes.
But I will share with you why it was actually a wonderful thing.
Please tell me.
First of all, it was a bit of an old-fashioned donkey fister because the original...
Wow.
That's what the kids say, right? The
sure.
original venue we were supposed to play in closed.
Yes,
but
the
then
station.
We were moved to a second venue... And there was some, I think the second venue's good to go. Is that what it was supposed
Trinity
to be?
Trinity Lounge.
Yeah.
Trinity Lounge.
Are you here with
yes.
Heather? Did you just carpool?
No, he's behind me. We became
hey,
friends.
Brendan
like 10
Shanahan
minutes ago.
Looking math.
Is he ever?
Oh my God, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Stand up. Stand
yeah.
up. The Shanahan plan. The Shanahan plan looking math. Wow. Okay, can I go first?
Sure.
You're a. Stop the insanity looking math.
Wow.
Remember Susan? Wasn't it Susan? Susan Power. Susan Power. Let's yes. lose that weight.
You're right.
Do you know
You're
what
right.
just, first of all, I can't trump that, so I won't even try. Second of all, it's never occurred to me before, was Susan Powter, Daniel Powter of You Had a Bad Day's sister?
Or mom.
Okay.
Powter what? Is an unusual last name.
What about Powder? The super
the
pale fellow.
Yeah, the guy that could make lightning
yes!
show up.
Yes! Okay.
It's
what
like
about
running
him?
And it just became lightning.
I have a good one actually for Susan.
It's like when you're having dinner and the guy that like forks start sticking to his face, bad powder.
Okay, ready?
He actually looked like Stephen Stills going through customs in 1972,
oh,
covered in
word.
Cocaine.
Okay.
Well, possibly.
You are a young Anderson Cooper in a movie of the
oh,
week looking
yeah!
mask. That's fair.
That's great.
Yeah. Pen
okay.
or squishy?
Pen
squishy or beer cap?
Ooh, I'll take a beer cap.
Oh, see, you know they're good.
It's how an about, embarrassment of riches.
How about two beer caps?
Yay!
There you go, Susan.
That's
Thank
worth
you,
the drive from Sarnia right there. We should be giving away gas cards as prizes if we knew people were coming from that far.
Okay, next. Come on to the mic, Bod, with All the right, Bod shirt.
What's your name?
My name's Charlie.
Charlie, yeah, good to like see that. You, Charlie.
G'day, hey. Bud.
You were there last night, right?
No, sir.
Different Charlie with a beard? It's just so
Possible.
Unusual to see a guy your age with a beard nowadays. I mean, guys, this is 7 weeks' growth right here. What do you think?
All right.
Charlie, what do you do with yourself? And also, what do you do for a job?
that's not bad. I'm a auto worker with these three... Or two.
Oh, really?
A little banged up there, bud.
Nice. So what do you make cars?
Yeah, for Toyota.
Are you on the line?
Yeah.
So
well, no, I drive around and do nothing.
Do you?
These guys work.
So serious question. When you work in the auto industry, do you get assigned to one particular Toyota car and you like I'm at the door guy for the Corolla? Is that how it works?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you're on the line, you do the same thing on the same car every day?
Every day for 17 years.
But is there some point where they change it up and say like, oh, actually, we're going to move you over to the Sienna?
No, we've been pretty much the same model. It's
cool.
Very exciting.
All right. Well, I feel badly about this because I feel like we've grown close in the last minute. But I just, it's not me saying this. It's God working through me. You are a sits down to pee looking mask.
It's a little harsh.
Is it? Jer, what have you got? You fucked it up again at the hockey rink looking ma.
That's more accurate.
You fucked it up again. Do it again. Squishy or pen?
Let's go squishy.
Oh, I love your bud shirt. There you go.
Nice. Thanks, bud.
Thanks. Thank Big you. Round of applause for Charlie.
Hey, have a beer cap too, you know. Take a 50.
Step up here, bud.
You're dead. Holy moly.
This is what you call a layup.
Think you could fit another emblem on that hat, bud?
Already got my tickets for next year's London Comic Con looking maffed. I mean, am I wrong? Sorry, I should have asked what your name is first. What's your name, bud?
My name's Ryan.
Ryan?
Yes.
Nice. Who are you here with tonight?
I'm with my buddies over there.
Nice. And so what do you guys like to do typically on a Saturday night?
Drinking?
Nice. Yeah. Have you had a few tonight yet?
A couple.
All right. Let's talk a bit about the moment you chose that hat. No, I want to know what you were going for.
Just as many pins as possible.
It's like got a vaguely militaristic thing. I dig it.
Yeah,
I like uniforms. Are you from here? Are you from London, Ontario?
Originally from a small town, but...
What's the small town? I bet there's someone in here from there
Kincardine.
As well. The entire room is from Kincardine.
Apparently everybody.
What did you do growing up in Kincardine?
Went to school.
Went to school?
Worked at a Chinese food restaurant.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do there?
Ran food out to the buffet.
I didn't mean to pry, Ryan. I'm just making casual conversation.
No, no, it's just...
I feel like I've upset you.
No. Ran food to the buffet, you know.
And what do you do now, Ryan?
Work at a call center.
Yeah? Do you like it?
Nah, I'm the one who annoys all of the people out here.
Well, with an attitude like that, you do.
Yeah.
You have to start with an opening volley like, what's going on there now?
Hello, how's everybody doing today?
You have to be overly familiar.
Yeah, exactly.
Or my favorite tack, I was talking about this last night. When you call someone, say, someone there looking for me? No. Well, I got a message from this number saying to call it back. Start with confusion. That's a good opening volley. And then backfill from there.
Okay.
All right, Jer, only a 2-hour show. Yeah. What have you got?
You're move out of the way. I got this jumping over a river, but only making it halfway looking math.
Yes.
It's true.
Fail army looking mask.
Viral video looking mask.
Yeah, stand in for Harry Potter looking mask. That's not bad, right?
Hey, sure, I'll take that badge looking mask.
MC Blunt Bangs with a Z looking mask.
You got any buttons looking mask?
How's Trevor doing? He's going through a hard time looking mask.
Hey, I'll take a Tahiti treat looking mask.
Upside down, right thick, looking math.
I love Alan Thicke songs, looking math.
All right, squishier pen. Squishier pen. Squishier pen. Squishier pen. Squishier pen.
I'll go with the pen.
You're going with the pen. Nice.
And here's the beer cap, bud.
Round of applause for Ryan, everybody.
Derek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. By the way, some of the best comedic work I've ever done was in the elevator at our hotel today. It takes a long time for the elevator to come. And the door opened, and Tim was with us, and there were like 8 folks in the elevator.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I walk on and say, more like slow-evator, am I right? Which is, at best, like a, But people were like,
yeah.
It's like, I was crushing it.
I'll tell you what, everybody's gold in an elevator. You can't really go wrong.
So then 2 floors later, we stop and the door opens and I go, happy birth. Oh, sorry, wrong guy. Killing it in this elevator. And it reminded me of the show I've always wanted to make, which is an elevator talk show called Going Down with Jonathan Torrance.
Oh, that's great.
And when the door opens and someone walks in, you pin a mic on them like our next guest is. Sorry, what's your name? Judy?
Gary.
Judy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, want to do quickly do the Papa Doug bit?
Remember yeah,
Papa
of course.
Doug? Yeah, right? So you be me telling Jet, say, look at Papa Doug.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be Papa Doug.
Do you guys remember the Papa Doug bit? Papa Doug was your grandmother's Tinder hookup? What was he?
He was like My grandmother had a rough go with her first husband, even though he was a great guy, but when he got banged up, he was a tyrant. So she moved to Toronto and found Papa Dog, who was like the ultimate, like, fantasy island, like, perfect guy, like her chauffeur, take care of you, get things going. Anyway,
he was like, get things going.
Like, he's like, what do you want me to do? I got you. Just lay down and enjoy.
Like that, they'd fire up some Barry White and just get right into things? Or the Mission soundtrack?
I'm thinking more like the Benny Hill theme.
Right.
Like a Yakety Sax kind of thing.
Right. Yakety Sax. That's, nobody
needs
that.
So anyway, Papa Doug would be watching, like, you know, they had the satellite, so he'd be watching television, like Benny Hill or Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy or whatever, and he would, like, fall asleep at like 7:30, and he would lean his head back, and to the point where his head was like against the wall, and there was like a grease spot where his head always was, like
gross. Like, head like a bacon pan.
That's how much it happened, that there was like a spot on the wall where he's like. So you can be me and Jet.
Okay.
Because I'll be Papa Doug.
It's like, hey okay. Jet, what? Check it out. Check what out? Look at Papa Doug.
Why? I laughed too much. Just do it again. Sorry.
Take two. Papa Doug, take two.
Yeah.
Hey Jet. Yeah, Jer? Look at him. Look at who? Look at Papa Doug.
Why?
So he was paranoid?
No, he just was like sleep with one eye open styles. Like he couldn't mess with him. He was like so dialed that he wouldn't, you couldn't even do that. He was in the Second World War as a police guy, like the guy who like took care of both sides. You're one of those guys. Like, oh, you look tough. You're all right. I'll sort you right out. Anyway.
Let's play Lyric or Lie.
Yeah, let's play Lyric or
Here's
Lie.
Here's how it works. We need to get a bud up here. It's going to be one bud contestant for this game. You, sir, come on up with the Blue Jays hat.
You know it.
You know it.
You know it. There he is.
There he is.
Come back. Go that way. Go around there. It's a small stage bud.
Where can I get a 2-terabyte hard drive at Best Buy looking math? Oh, it's right over here, bud. Right?
Up here, get it around there. There you go.
You're going to come around eventually. Yeah.
This is an obstacle course.
Here's how Lyric or Lie works. What is your name?
Brad.
Correct.
Yes.
So, is this your friend here?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Look at him. Chris Draper looking math, for real.
Yeah, that's good.
Gingivitis down there. So, it's called Lyric or Lie.
Okay.
We're going to read a lyric from a popular artist. All you have to do is guess if it's a real lyric or a lie that we made up, okay?
I got that.
Guys, we know we're having a good time, I tell you what, but it's a lot more fun if you shut the f*** up.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to roll on. Okay, lyric or lie?
We're going to read six of them, and let's say if he gets four right, we'll give him a t-shirt from the merch booth.
What?
Yeah. Right. Are you going first?
I'll go first.
I got it.
Lyric or lie?
Lyric or lie? Nickelback.
Lie.
Okay? Give me love, give me death. Give me rubbing, give me hugging. Make me wail like a cat in heat.
That's gotta be a lyric.
That's a lyric?
That's a lyric.
That's a lie, bud.
That's a lie. It's okay.
It's
okay.
It sounds like a Nickelback bridge.
You're
it
still
is.
In the game.
It is.
Okay, here's mine. It's Jan Arden.
Okay. Oh, right here.
Didn't mean to be insensitive.
I'm listening.
This is how we do it.
Tick-a-doom. Okay, here we go. Jan Arden. My hand on my heart, my lover, my friend. Not a bad start to what feels like the end. Lyric or lie? Do you want to hear it again?
No. I'm going to say lyric. It's got to be lyric.
You saying lyric?
What do you guys think?
Lyric.
That's a lie, bots.
It's a lie.
What?
This is how we do it. All right.
Okay.
That's all right. You're still in the game. You just need to go on a run now.
Okay, you ready?
You need to get the next four right.
You're
good.
I know.
Burton Cummings.
Okay, I got this.
Oh, come on, man. You threw the Burton's Cummings joke.
He was in a car accident.
That's up there with my wife right there. Okay, hold on. It takes me to the limit. I don't think I can swim it. It's too far, baby. Too goddamn far. Lyric or lie?
What do you guys think? Come on, come on, come on. I'm going to say lyric. It can't be three lies.
It's a lie, bud!
That's all right. You're still in the game.
Am I?
Yeah, yeah. We'll still give you a t-shirt. Let's be honest. Okay. This one from the Moffitts, remember?
Yeah, the Moffitts.
Biff Bang Pow, wonder what my comic girl is doing now.
That's a lyric.
Lyric or lie?
Lyric.
That's a lie, bot.
Oh, come on!
You're thinking of do-do-do-do when she walks into the room.
I'm going to say lie now, and then it's going to be a lyric.
Okay, you ready?
I got this.
You got this one.
Bret Hart made a record. Bret the Hitman Hart made an album.
Oh, I'm familiar
you guys remember with that.
I'm familiar with that one.
You guys remember that? Yeah, you remember that, right? I'll never give up. I'll choke you out, eh? Lyric or lie? I'll never give up. I'll choke you out, eh?
I'm just going to say lyric. Lyric.
You're going to say lyric? That's a lie, bud. And you know what? Bret Hart never made an album at all. That's totally bullshit.
I'm just sticking to what I
and
want.
Someone's like, oh, yeah, I got that. That's great.
At this point, I'm just staying to lyric.
All right, Brad. Here's what we're going to do. There's one more. Let's clean the slate.
He's 0 for 5.
That's all right. I'm saying lyric right now.
Including, he's 0
for 5. I'm going blind.
0 for 5, including people that never made albums.
Yet still, he's like Babe Ruth pointing to the back wall.
I'm going lyric.
All right,
right
here
now,
it is.
Blind.
Shania Twain. He's built tough as a Ford, reliable as a Chevy. His Dodge is ready to ram, but my mud flaps ain't ready. Lyric or lie?
That's lyric.
No way.
No. I'm going to say lie.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Got it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Give him a shirt.
Yeah, get those. Go to the merch booth and sort yourself, bud.
Go to the merch booth and get a t-shirt for free, but there is a $25 handling charge. That's the venue. That's just how they work. Yeah,
that's a kid. We're joking. It's a free shirt.
Hey, Brad, you want to take a pull on this, bot?
You want a rip? You good?
Sneaky rips. Here's one of the things that we love to do at our live shows, and it often steers the evening in a way that we didn't see coming. We like to take questions from the floor.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a question?
Yes.
You do. Love it.
Yeah, I gotta know. So, like, gives me nightmares.
The Gorkak ghost gives you nightmares. What characters do we do that gives us nightmares?
Doesn't give me nightmares, but Seth Fisher stuck with me for days. Because I kind of like doing accents. If you haven't heard, Seth Fisher is from South Africa, but his mum was from London. He went to school in Scotland, and his dad was from Denver. So his accent is kind of totally big roots. So for me, it's really fun to play, but it was almost like when I was playing J-Rock, and I'd go home and say to my kids, like, oh, careful, motherfucker. Like, it's hard to shake. So when you start talking like Seth Fisher, which is kind of veil replacement, where you put them in weird walls, it's hard to shake that. So it's not a nightmare, but it's definitely under my skin.
I mean, if you're talking about, like, playing people that are vile and creepy, like, for me, it's like, hey, baby, how you doing, baby? What are you doing there? Come on in here for... I only got 25 minutes. Here's $30. All right, here you go. Crunch, 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 crunch. Get out of here, baby. Get the hell out of here. Like, that's my Donald Trump.
Yeah, really? He is a crunch crunch guy.
He's so crunch crunch.
And for me, usually when I play a character like Robert Cheely on Mr. D or J-Rock on Trailer Park Boys, you can't judge the character. It has to come from a place of love, as weird as that sounds. And someone asked me around season 6 if I've ever felt bad for J-Rock, and it had never occurred to me that you would. So someone like Bonnie, who is actually my wife's aunt.
Yo, how are you doing? Yo. Get some nuts for the birds at Bulk Barn. Yeah.
She's someone that I hold very dear. She's a 90-year-old woman who still lives alone, and she got a dog with 3 teeth named Paco that she calls Toe Jay. And I guess the only thing I worry about with characters is that, you know, people would ever think I was making fun. It's loving tribute. It's never making fun. I was telling the story last night about Gordon Lightfoot, who I love dearly. When I was filling in on 22 Minutes, I met him briefly at the Junos. He wasn't super nice to me. And then a few months later, I was doing 22 Minutes as a guest host, and Gordon Lightfoot was in the hospital. And so I wrote this thing, Colin Mochrie was on the desk, and I wrote this thing where I took all Lightfoot songs and I rearranged the lyrics to explain what happened. So Colin Mochrie was like, "So what happened, Mr. Lightfoot?" And I was lying in a gurney going, "Well, the ambulance came about 7 a.m. when I woke up experiencing gut-wrenching pain." And I rewrote all the songs like, "The medical papers still don't really know what was wrong with me." Turns out, though they'd said he was only had the stomach flu, he was actually clinging to life. So we got a cease and desist letter from the Lightfoot family the next day saying, "What is wrong with you monsters that you would make fun of a national treasure who's in a bad way?" And I think we always feel this way, like with people that we talk about on the podcast, it's never coming from a mean place. You can't sing like Stephen Page unless you've listened to his record 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So that I would say has been the real kick of doing this podcast, is crossing paths with those people or getting an email from Brad Roberts going, "Hey, I heard what you guys are doing. I thought it's hilarious," right? Because you would just never want people to think you're taking swings.
"Hey, you guys want to come down to my place in Soho anytime? Smokables. Smokables."
Well, Brad Roberts said that the mm-mm-mm-mm was a placeholder lyric, and the guys, the other people in the band, were like, "You have to leave it." It was a placeholder.
Don't watch your stomachs, folks.
Anyway, the other people in the band were like, mm-mm-mm-mm is a great lyric. You should keep it. So let's take one more question then before we take a break. I thought there was one over here somewhere.
There's a question. There's a Rod Black looking mask.
Rod Black with stash or no stash?
Look, she's like, "Oh, let's get him."
There's a question back by the pillar.
What does that even mean? Like, let's run after him? You don't like Rod Black? He's like the Canadian, he's
We're coming
legend.
To you by the pillar.
When Charles Barkley comes to Toronto, he calls Rod Black.
Does he?
Yeah.
The only time that I turned on Rod Black a little bit was when he gave Kurt Browning the business when he won silver at those Olympics.
Put it this way. When the NBA playoffs ended, this is an inside scoop that I can tell, that his phone is like, when you call it, it's like, this number doesn't exist. Like, it's like, this number isn't here anymore. So I'm assuming he went, you know, maybe caught up with Barkley in the last round of the playoffs with the Raptors and just like disappeared into the night. Maybe ended up in Vegas. He could be in a box in New Mexico. We don't know. But Rod Black likes to get things going.
Who would you take as your Amazing Race partner, Rod Black or Fergie Oliver?
Rod Black, every day.
There you go.
Fergie Oliver, I'd like to choke him and put him in a box myself.
That is so hot.
He's a greasy dirtball.
Let's take your question, sir, back by the pillar.
Hey, guys, got it quiet. We can't even hear the question here. Hold on, what's that? I cut my own grass.
Is that a euphemism? The answer to both is I do it myself. Ride on John Deere, bud. John Deere Green, just how it's supposed to be.
Are you trying to say like you're going to, are you offering maybe? Or like you know a guy that cuts grass for cheap?
I've actually come a long way as far as my country living goes. I can hook on trailers now. I mow my own grass. I have this ongoing issue with my field, as you know. I did this last night. Here's my impression. I don't do impressions much. This is my impression of my father-in-law as I was backing up trying to put a horse trailer on. I was backing up, and he's the guy standing behind trying to help me like get to the ball. This is him. Whoa! What do you do in that moment? Sarnia Lady's got a double banger going. I think that's a good time to stand down. We'll take a quick break.
Yeah.
Go have two blows of a dart, and we'll be back with Act Two.
That's
Maybe
right.
We'll play some Hit the Post.
Sure.
Maybe yes, Andrea yes, Laramie yes, will come. Yes. We'll do some Canadianity. Name that tune. Don't go anywhere, buds. We're going to play Hit the Post.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. You're darn right we are.
Okay.
And when I say we, I mean one of the people out here is going to volunteer to come up here and hit the post. If you don't know how the game works, you have to be a DJ on a radio station that we will give you. You have to vamp over the instrumental part of the song, and you have to bail before the lyric kicks in. Who wants to do it? Who is it? RJ? RJ Logan? Yeah, come on up.
RJ? You're alive! Hey, it's you again, eh, bud?
Is that an NFB t-shirt? Come on.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Get up here.
This guy. We got legends in the room tonight, folks. Comic-Con up in this mask.
I loved you in 30-something.
Hey. Hey, I had to take my cosplay hat off because I was way too fucking hot looking, Math.
How's Shauna doing? Well, she met a guy on the internet. I guess we'll see, looking Math.
You ready?
Just tell me Colin's not coming to Thanksgiving, looking Math.
And I am ready.
You ready? Okay.
Remind us what your name is.
Hold on. Okay.
Remind us what your name is.
Duker.
Duker?
Dukesy?
Duker.
The Dukes.
Okay.
The Dukes.
Hang on 1 second, Jer.
All right.
We're going to give Duker a radio station.
Okay.
Somebody shout out an animal.
A goose. The goose is good.
A goose? Yeah. So 99.9 The Goose.
Yeah, 99.9 The Goose.
That's your station.
You got that.
Yep. London's only hope. And it's...
It's Sweet Emotion.
Okay. London's only hope. It's Sweet Emotion. So what day part is he in?
You have to think about Joey Kramer gassing up his car and then diving in slow motion.
Do you want this cheat sheet?
No.
If you bail just before the lyric,
right there,
we will give you a t-shirt.
All right.
Okay, buds, nice and quiet. Here comes the Duker. And now back to the Duker on 99.9 The Goose.
Hello, everybody. My name's Duker. It's 99.9 The Goose, London's only hope. I'm coming in slow motion out of a flaming car right into your fast-driving car. Maybe it's a limo. Maybe it's nothing at all. But when it's nighttime, it's the right time.
No!
That was awesome!
Hold on! The song hasn't started yet, though. The song hasn't started.
That was amazing.
No, keep
going. London's only hope, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Duker, 99.9 The Goose.
He hit it twice. Let's hear it for the Duker. Stop by the merch table and get a t-shirt, bud. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
Tough act to follow.
He's the Bob Costas of London Comic Con.
No kidding.
You ask questions that are longer than a trip to Thunder Bay.
That's where I'm from, and that's
terrible.
Nice!
Is it?
He's a bud, I tell you what.
Thanks for coming up, bud.
We had the best time at London Comic Con. You guys are the best, amazing.
It was great.
Yeah, so cool.
Tell the William Shatner story.
So we're in the green room with William Shatner, and he's, would you guys shut the fuck up? Your story's way worse than this one. It's a good one. William Shatner sitting in the green room, and he just kind of like, I don't know, he's like sitting looking at his phone. He's succumbed to the 21st century. So he's reading his phone, an ebook or whatever, and he lets out like 3 or 4 big farts in a row, like lifters, like, and he's like, and we're like, hey, you farted. Like, it was so loud. We're like, yeah, awesome. And he's like no reactions. Like,
didn't even look up.
When you fart like that and don't care, that's a whole new level of don't give a shit.
He's a septuagenarian now. He doesn't.
Yeah.
I was hired by a friend of mine, Lynn Harvey, who was producing a Canada Day special, to go because I was in California at the time, and she said, I'm doing this thing where I'm getting celebrities to sing the national anthem, and then I'm going to cobble it together in a montage. So she tasked me, which is a verb I hate, with going to record William Shatner and Donald Sutherland singing O Canada. And it was me and a camera guy. So we shot William Shatner in the morning, and he was just about what you would expect, like kind of businesslike, but not super friendly. And Donald Sutherland is a very intimidating, imposing figure, as you might assume. So he's from the Maritimes. So I had that in my hip pocket going in. I was like, we're going to connect right away. But Donald Sutherland kind of gets about himself that he's very imposing and intimidating. So I said, first thing I suggested we meet. He was like, where would you like to do this? And I was like, how about the Santa Monica Pier? Because I just moved to town. It was kind of the only place I knew. And he's like, I'm Donald Sutherland. I can't just go to the Santa Monica Pier. It's where every tourist in LA goes. So he invited us over to his home. So we went to his home, and I said, when I met him, very imposing, scary character, I'm from the Maritimes. And he said nothing long enough for me to call into question why on earth I was ever born. And then he says under his breath, what part? I was like, oh. So we talked. He was very, very nice. He was really sweet, and he sang the national anthem in French and in English because his wife is from Quebec. So when we were leaving, I was sitting in the van as the camera guy was putting the camera in the back, and I see this lengthy thorax kind of shadow my face. And I look out the window. My door is shut, and it's Donald Sutherland's thorax. And I couldn't roll the window down because the camera guy had the keys, so I didn't know what to do, and he put his hand on the window, and I thought it was like some sort of LA greeting, so I went like this. Like we were having some kind of prison visit, and all I see is his lengthy finger go, no, down. I was like, I can't, but I can't. It's a long story. So I opened the door, and the door kind of makes him push back, and he was kind enough to want to just say, hey, well, I'm having this film screening tomorrow. You should come if you're around. So total sweetheart, but it's funny how you project on these people sometimes they are away, they're totally not.
I know.
The biggest misconception often of celebrities is that they will be remotely interesting. My experience has been they are not. Except in the case of Snoop Dogg, who I was talking about last night.
You're listening to 99.9 The Goose. I like geese. I hate it when they're on a golf course, though. Can't stand geese when they're on a golf course. Anybody like golfing? I'll tell you what. Tomorrow's going to be a great weather day for golfing. If you like to golf, I'll tell you who likes to golf. Lee Trevino. He likes to golf. Anybody see any movies lately? I saw that movie last night that, it, scary stuff. Anyway, we all like Dire Straits. Here we go. 99 The Goose. Coming right up. Mark Knopfler can play some real good guitar. I'll tell you what. Chicken picking, they call it. Let's let him do his thing and bring it on home. Let's go, Mark.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
There's a website called, I think it's like Walk of Life, and it's like every movie with Walk of Life as an ending. Have you guys seen that? It's really funny. It's like Blair Witch Project with like Walk of Life at the end. It's unbelievable. Just go look at this. It's like Walk of Life on every single classic film of all time. Like The Graduate, like when they're going in the bus and fucking Walk of Life is playing. It's classic. It's more kind of, it's like an extension of the Mark Knopfler show in my mind.
There was a question here. Yes, Cameron.
Not really.
Our biggest fight ever was when Jonathan's hungry, he gets a little irritated.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, and I'm one of those guys that like, I'll, you know, my navigation, I'll put it in the phone and I'll be like, hey, look, this is where we're going. Look, here, see?
And you're trying to drive and you're trying to look at a tiny screen. He's like, see, we're this red dot here. I'm like, I need to know left or right, bud. This red dot here and we're trying to go here and turning the phone upside down. Doesn't work for me if I'm hungry.
It was intense. He was like, this isn't working for me right now. I was like, we had to like shut it down and retool. It's like, okay, this is our fucking first fight, but we're going to get through this.
But you have to understand, for me, for where I come from, saying, Jeremy, I'm really sorry and I don't feel good about saying this out loud, but I don't entirely understand what you're trying to suggest.
Yeah.
That in my head, I just screamed at him. I just lost my mind.
I don't get what you're doing. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I can see how you're upset, but like, honestly, I'm just showing you where we want to go.
The nice thing is about our dynamic, I think it's a little bit the odd couple. It's kind of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
But I think on the things that really matter, we're both family guys. We both have a low tolerance for people going from zero to Dixty. Mm. We both have a pretty good handle on, I think, what is important in life. We both started on our professional paths, albeit a little bit differently, at the same age, 15, yeah. 16.
Yeah.
So I think we connect on all those levels. And I think both of us would say, you know, if we're going to bed at the end of the day and our little cubs are asleep soundly in their beds and we're on good terms with the loves of our lives.
That's the point, right?
That's it, man. That's everything.
For sure.
Yeah.
Want to play some jams, bud?
Yeah. One more question, and then we'll play some jams. I'm just having so much fun. There's like seven more questions. You at the back of the room.
How did Salvador and
Well... I would assume some kind of like a lawyer said you can't go near Brie Ashley or talk to her ever again.
It is a race for Salvador to see what happens first. Will his work visa run out or will she come of age? It is a waiting game because he doesn't understand your Canadian ways. You Canadians are so uptight about physical contact.
You're terrible. I hate you!
I am actually great, and there's a baker's dozen of people that I've met on Bumble who can vouch for me.
Let's take one more question from the old school vintage. By the way, definition of Canadianity is on this gentleman's t-shirt.
Yeah.
Do you know the story of Peter Mansbridge and Knowlton Nash? Yeah. Knowlton Nash wasn't ready to retire. Peter Mansbridge was getting courted by American networks to go down there and be an anchor. Knowlton Nash went to Peter Mansbridge and said, if I retire now and give you my chair on the National, will you stay? And Peter said, yes. So Knowlton Nash retired. For me, that's the definition of Canadianity, was what's better for the country, and it's on your t-shirt, sir. So let us end the non-musical portion of the evening by hearing your question.
Now what?
Did he?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he lost.
Yeah. Just tell me if I won.
So he left?
No, he stayed.
Oh, he
stayed.
But
I didn't know if he won or didn't win.
Oh, so you're
if
like,
you don't
I'm
know the story,
sure.
This was a very formative Junos that I was working on. It was when I met Gordon Lightfoot. It was when Corey Hart said, on the afternoon of the show, he said, can I ask you something? I was like, sure, anything. He's like, do you know if I won? I was like, I actually don't, Corey. He's like, my wife is sick. I'm going to go home if I did not win. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you, bud. Should we play some Corey Hart?
Let's jam. Yeah, sure.
Hey, by the way, this is my personal favorite part of the evening because this is like fantasy camp for me, getting to work with Picasso over here and watch him paint with his brushes. So I'm just going to sit here with you, buds, and enjoy Jeremy Taggart on the drums warming up, ladies and gentlemen. An idea for a character, and I think he's kind of Micah, but I've named him the Gear Pigeon.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, what kind of sticks do you use?
Pro-Mark.
Cool. You know, those guys are like trying to play it cool, but they're all in. I was looking at you dudes, your teenage boy selves, taking video of Jeremy Taggart on the drums, because that's the closest you ever got, right? Do you guys want to hear an E minor? Sick. You know what I mean? Hey, let's start with Clap Your Turd Cutter.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a love song about a shapely posterior. Okay. 2, 3, 4. Huh?
the couch and turn around, huh? Make a clap, I wanna hear that sound, huh? Then James is smuggling toucan hams, my eyes straight bugging like Toucan Sam. That butt should be on Astagram, huh? I wanna tap it, that's my master plan, huh? Shep it like a taper, make zerp. Show up for the late shift to watch you twerk. I'm an ass mechanic, slap a sticker on it, lube in a jiffy. Girl, I know you wanna get you up on the hoist and look under the hood. There's no way a tidy year it should be looking that good. I wanna smack it, crack it, birthday patty whack it, take it to Peru, cause I wanna backpack it, shape it, hold it, underline and bold it, paint a clay mold, but on Kijiji and I sold it like a steering wheel. The rump is driving me nuts. No ifs, no ands, and only one but. Here's what we did. Taggart was instrumental in the early days in the success of Trailer Park Boys because he suggested to the other guys in OLP that they bring Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles out on tour with them. And the show was on life support. It was cops from a criminal's point of view. And Ricky, Julian, and Bubbles opened for you guys on tour. Wouldn't have happened without you. And so I wrote a song called Trailer Park Life, which sampled an OLP song called Life. Should we do one verse of Trailer Park Life? Give me a slower beat. Slow it down. How many times have you sat out on the deck getting wrecked and waiting to collect a check? Knowing that's as good as life is ever gonna get. Knowing when you're from the park, it's in your blood, it's in your sweat. Debts and doubts and bets and bouts of insanity. Is it society or is it just vanity that makes me plan to be the man that I plan to be? Instead I can't see the forest right in front of me. For the trees, it's a social disease and all them other MCs are on my back like, please, please. Share to the ROC is so hard. OLP ain't even getting royalties from me. Help my goodness, they're gonna come get me. Steal a whole album worth of samples, cousin let me Cole stole a diamond ring to make my girl my wife. Wicked wife, era wife, wife, that's Trailer Park Life.
Downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive.
Boom gong gang go ding gong ju bong bang dum dum bang bang ka dum dao.